He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is August the 26th. Are we going to make it through August? Boy, what a rough month this has been. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management on the, the left coast? We the right coast? I forget. We're in San Diego, California. To the south is Mexico. To the west is the Pacific Ocean. To the north is Los Angeles. And to the east is the whole country. The furthest southwest corner that you can go to. I love it here, though. You know, I really do. I look out my window. I see Mexico down there. I see Hawaii. Hello, Honolulu this morning. Not quite. The Dow is up 325 points right now. Hey, that's nice to wake up to. We're up 2.1%. But the Dow is at 16,015 now. Remember when it was up around 18,000? Well, that was a little while ago. The S&P 500 up 41 points today. That's a 2.2% rise. That brings the S&P back to 1,910. The NASDAQ is up 106 points today. Boy, these triple-digit days, they're becoming commonplace, aren't they? The NASDAQ is now at 4,613. Oil remains below $40 per barrel for now at 39.21. We have gold at 11.20. Not really getting the kind of bounce that you would expect when fear grips the market. The euro is at 1.13. I'll tell you another surprise. The 10-year yield, you would think that people would be gobbling up bonds right now. Instead, the 10-year yield is back up to 2.14%. So you've got the market moving down and the U.S. bond market moving down, which is a very unusual situation. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Boy, do I got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to go through some list today. I'm going to go through some sell stocks, some short stock lists, some warning list, some hold, okay to hold list, and some buy list. Which list is your stock on? Because as I've said many, many times, it's not a matter of buy or sell everything. You know how many times I get asked, should I sell everything? Or somebody sends me an email or calls me up and says, should I sell everything? You know, that's just not a very intelligent answer or very intelligent question to ask. The question should be, hey, Bill, I own Home Depot. Should I sell it? Because you have to take the market, one stock, one index, one ETF, one mutual fund at a time. That's how you manage a big project. You break it down into manageable pieces. That was the whole idea behind the Best Stocks Now app, was to break down the market into manageable pieces. That makes it a whole lot easier to manage a portfolio. It's the amateur that buys or sells in the first hour of the market. We call that amateur hour. It's also the amateur that sells everything, buys everything, sells everything, buys everything. That's not how to handle the market. You have to break it down into individual pieces. First, I break down the market by the three asset classes. Let's call it four asset classes. There's cash. Is that not an asset class? There's bonds. Is that not an asset class? There's stocks. And I would call the fourth one short the market. In today's world, with all of the inverse ETFs available to us, that is an asset class. Of those four asset classes, which is the most favorable right now? Which is the one I should be leaning to? Which is the one that has the most upside potential? Which is the one I should be avoiding, like the plague? Okay, and then within each asset class, there's subcategories. Let's take stocks, for instance. That's a big ocean out there. Let's divide it up into manageable pieces. There's U.S. stocks, there's European stocks, there's Latin American stocks, there's Asian stocks, there's emerging market stocks, there's developed international country stocks. And then we can go even further than that. Let's just take the U.S. market. There's large cap stocks, there's mid cap stocks, there's small cap stocks, there's micro cap stocks, and there's even penny stocks. Let's break that down. Then we can go to the obvious next step within the small cap sector. In fact, I looked at this yesterday. The S&P 600 is currently looking for 17% growth in earnings next year versus this year. The PE, forward PE ratio of the S&P 600 small cap index is currently about 16.59. That means that you have a PEG ratio of under 1 on the small cap index right now. So now we can go into those 600 stocks and choose which ones have buy signals right now. Some of them have hold signals, some of them have sell signals, some of them have short signals. They're the worst of the worst. So during today's show, I want you to listen up. You may hear your stock mentioned. You may hear your mutual fund mentioned. You may hear your ETF mentioned. I'm going to go through some ones that are on the buy list still. I'm going to go through some ones that are on the hold list. I'm going to go through some that are on the warning list. And then after that, it's sell and it's short. I also made the app, so it was very easy to look up any stock. That way, you don't have to call me. You notice I don't take live calls on the air because you can look it up for yourself. Pull up IBM on your app. Let's just do it real quickly. Let's go to the Best Stocks Now app. I guess this is a shameless plug, but I'm not ashamed of it at all. Do you know that I invented this app during the last bear market, 2008-2009? It was designed during a bear market. And I said, you know, the next time the bear comes knocking, we have technology today that can at least indicate where the bear is knocking, and we can avoid those areas. IBM currently says sell, and it's had a sell signal for about the last 6 months or so. Take a look at the IBM chart and you'll see why IBM is a sell. It looks horrible. Conversely, you can look up a stock like, let's take Skechers. It has a buy signal. So when someone asks me, should I buy everything? Should I sell everything? I say, it's all stock specific. In fact, I've got a guy tweeting me from Canberra, Australia, and I'd like to say hi to him. My father spent some time in Perth, Australia, in the submarine service in World War II. He had nothing good to say about the Australian people. Of course, it was nice to go on leave, I suppose, after months patrolling the South Pacific. But he asked me the question. He says, is this China getting going to last? And my answer is, it depends on which stock you're talking about. Which brings me to another point. What percent of the U.S. economy is dependent upon the Chinese economy? Do you know that China is less than 5% of sales of the S&P 500? It's a very small piece. There really is no fundamental reason at all for the market to be falling apart and to be so nervous right now. But there's another side of this whole equation, and it's called sentiment. And when sentiment sours, it doesn't matter what the fundamentals are. Fundamentals go out the window. That's why my app measures two things. Measures valuation, which the valuation on the market is still good. It also measures sentiment or relative strength. That's why you have to take both of those into account. And some Things are getting buy signals right now. Some are getting sell signals. Some are getting warning signals. And in the next three segments of the show, we're going to go through some of that. Where does your mutual fund fall right now? Or your mutual funds? Where does your stock fall? In fact, we had a guy yesterday. I'm going to fax over my group of mutual funds. Should I sell everything? The answer to that question is, let me see the list and let's go through them one at a time. If somebody comes to me with five problems, you know what I say? Let's take it one problem at a time. You can't deal with five problems at a time. Let's analyze it one at a time and come back with answers and solutions. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's pick up right where we left off. You have to take it one stock, one index, one mutual fund, one ETF at a time. Yesterday, SPY, S-P-Y, which is the S&P 500, gave a sell signal. The Best Stocks Now app gave a sell signal on SPY. Does that mean you go out and sell the entire market? No, it does not mean you go out and sell the entire market. If you own the index, if you're long S&P 500 SPDR or ETF, it now is under a sell signal. For the first time, I'd have to go back and look, but I think it goes back to 2009. I don't think we've had any sell signals on the S&P on SPY since then. SPY is now on a sell signal. But having said that, as I go through my database of 4,150 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, etc., I currently have 54 best stocks now. That's a very low number. Usually we have about 250 to 300. We currently only have 54. Some of them are inverse funds. Some of them are individual stocks. In fact, a great majority of them are still individual stocks. Those stocks are still fine. I have 1,000 out of 4,150. That's about 25% that are still okay to own. They're in hold mode. If you look at the app right now, they say hold. And we're going to go through some examples here during the course of the show of each one of these categories. I'm going to give you some examples of some best stocks now that are still out there, believe it or not. I'm going to give you some examples of some that are okay to still own. They have not given sell signals. I have another 800, which is about 20% of my database, that are giving warning signs right now. That's a weak hold. Warning. Be careful. And I have 1,500 right now. That's about, 30% or so of the stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my database that are giving sell signals. And I'll give you some examples of those. You don't want yours to be on that list. And finally, about the last 800 or so are the worst of the worst, the dregs of society, those that are on the short list. These are stocks that are plunging, that can be, money can be made on the way down having a short position in these stocks. And you can look up any stock, you can look up any ETF, you can look up any mutual fund, you can look up any index in the Best Stocks Now app and see what your stock or what your mutual fund says. Now, I don't have every single mutual fund in the universe in the app. I have about 500 or so, but I have representative mutual funds of every category: mid-cap value, small-cap growth, international small-cap, emerging markets, sovereign debt. You can scroll through there and find an equivalent mutual fund. For instance, if you own the T. Rowe Price mid-cap value, just scroll through the mutual funds and you're going to find a mid-cap value fund somewhere there, and you can find out what it says currently about mid-cap value and that category, that broad category. So once again, 54 out of 4,150 best stocks now. Usually there's about 300. 1,000, okay to own. 800, warnings. 1,500, sells. And the last 800 are downright short. Avoid or short this thing. It's going to hell in a handbasket. Now let's start with mutual funds. Let me give you some examples of the worst of the worst first. How long have I been warning you about natural resources and commodities? One of the worst ranked mutual funds in the entire database, and I can remember when this was one of the hottest mutual funds, the Robertson Stephens Global Natural Resources. Anything natural resources continues to be the worst place to be in the market. Here's another example of a horrible mutual fund in this environment. How about the Fidelity Latin America Fund, which is now down 27% year to date? I've been talking about Latin America for a long time. Not only about the corruption down there, but also the plunge in commodity prices, which kills their economies. By the way, Robertson Stevens Natural Resources is down 30% right now for the year. Here's another one. FEMKX, worst of the worst. Fidelity Emerging Markets, down 16.3% year to date. Still to be avoided like the plague. FSENX, how about Fidelity Select Energy? Be my guest, down 21% year to date. Worst of the worst. And finally, one that went from first to worst in a real quick round trip, FHKCX. Oh, that's the Fidelity China Fund. Look at that thing. Hits an all-time high in June, and now it's hitting a 52-week low, down 17% year-to-date. There was a point in time where it flipped the switch from buy to hold to warning to sell, and it happened very, very quickly. I had a little piece of that fund earlier in the year. You can see how quickly I backed out of that fund as the worm turned rather quickly. Now, those are the worst of the worst. Now let's just take a look. Let's just give some examples of mutual funds that are giving sell signals right now. TPINX, Templeton Global Bond. Okay, look through your portfolio. Do you have any sovereign debt, any global bonds in your portfolio? Not a good place to be right now. FIVMX, the next one. FIVMX, sell signal on. I got the wrong symbol there. Let's go to the next one. FMFAX, there's a sell signal. Well, it's materials. Did that come as any surprise? Fidelity Basic Materials, FAFDX. Fidelity Financial Services. What do you think the plunge in the market is doing to companies that were looking good just a few months ago? Interest rates were going up and everybody was saying, boy, this is going to really help the TD Ameritrades of the world, the T. Rowe Prices of the world. Instead, interest rates went the other way. The stock market started to sink, and now the financial service sector, and Fidelity has a mutual fund that covers that sector, is giving a sell signal. Let's go to the next one here, TRMCX, mid-cap value, T. Rowe Price, mid-cap value, sell signal. TGLDX, Tocqueville Gold. Do you think the gold stocks are still a great place to be? If the mutual fund's not a great place to be, how can the individual stocks be a great place to be? Let me give you one more. Fidelity Europe, sell signal. And of course, these sell signals happened a long time ago. They're still on sell signals. Now we're going to move up the ladder here when we come back. Start getting into some of the good stuff, so stay tuned. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far, look, we're taking a big look at the market here. The answer is not to sell everything. It's one stock at a time, one mutual fund at a time, one ETF at a time, one index at a time. I have a database of 4,150 that includes mutual funds, ETF stocks. You can look up any one and see what the database, what the app says now. I have 54 right now, Best Stocks Now. Very low number. Usually we have about 300. I have 1,000 that are okay to own, hold. I have 800 that are giving warning signals. I have 1,500 sells, and I have 800 worst of the worst. Go ahead, short those stocks. That's the best thing, best way to handle those stocks. They're the worst of the worst. I just went through a group of mutual funds, the worst, the ones that are giving sell signals. I'd just like to mention one more mutual fund here before we move on to individual stocks. T. Rowe Price Value Fund. You know, the value stocks, for some reason, this market favors the growth stocks as opposed to the value stocks right now. And I believe that's because we're looking for growth next year versus this year. I still predict about a 10% rise in earnings in the S&P 500 next year versus this year. The S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index, I see about a 14% rise in earnings. And the S&P 600, small-cap index, I see about a 17% rise in earnings next year. That's why I remain bullish overall. I don't say that the bull market has come to an end, but it certainly has come to an end in a lot of individual stocks. It certainly has come to an end in a lot of indexes. It certainly has come to an end in a lot of mutual funds. Even the S&P 500 as a whole is now giving a sell signal. But still, you have to go into the S&P 500 and look at the individual stocks. If you own SPY, if you own the S&P 500, if you're an index investor, it is now on a sell signal. The first one in several years. In fact, I'm going to check, but I think it goes back to 2009. Generally speaking, when an index gives a sell signal like that, I kind of watch it for 2 or 3 days. I don't think one day's enough, but 3 days in a row, and that pretty much confirms it that that is a sell signal. Now let's go into individual stocks. Should I stay or should I go? Should I buy or should I sell? It depends on the stock. Let's just take a look right now at some of the worst of the worst. Let's move forward. Let's go from the bad, or let's go from the worst to the bad to the good, all right? The worst of the worst continue to be anything commodity related. I would not step up to the plate, and I've been warning contrarians for the last 1 year not to step up to the plate and buy anything that is commodity related. I still see American Barrick ABX at the bottom of the pile in the worst of the worst, the short list. The ones to absolutely avoid at all costs. Don't think gold is the answer right now. It's not. I still see U.S. Steel, the worst of the worst. I still UNG, which is natural gas, the worst of the worst. I still see Weatherford, which is an oil and gas drilling company, worst of the worst. I still see Chesapeake down at the bottom. I still see UPV. What's UPV, you say? Well, that's double positive, double long Europe. That's the worst of the worst. Europe looked good earlier this year. Stimulus coming in, Greece resolved, and now Europe is one of the worst places to be once again. I see RIG down there, the worst of the worst. RIG is Transocean Offshore. And don't tell me about that big fat dividend yield, the 5.1%. They continue to cut it. It's not a good idea to buy stocks because they have a big fat dividend yield. Usually that indicates there's something wrong. I see SCTY down there on the worst of the worst. That's SolarCity. With $39 oil, solar stocks make less and less and less sense. I still see JCPenney down there at the worst of the worst. Anybody Yelp about Yelp lately? Hey, I'm going to write a review on Yelp about Yelp stock. Can I do that? It's a horrible stock. It's down on the worst of the worst. I see PBR, Petrobras. That's the big Brazilian oil company. I see Hess, Amerada Hess. I see Marathon Oil. Shorting interest rates is not a good idea either. Betting on rising interest rates was looking kind of attractive at one point this year, And then interest rates went the other way. The last one I would mention here is ADRE, which is the emerging markets. They continue to be the worst of the worst. Now, these stocks aren't giving sell signals and short signals today for the first time. They've been on the worst of the worst list for quite some time, many of them for over 1 year. And if your portfolio continues to have these stocks in them, somebody is asleep at the wheel. Now let's go to the sell list. This may surprise you. Some of the stocks that are now giving sell signals. Let's begin with Microsoft, MSFT. That's an ugly chart on Microsoft. They're looking for 1% growth this year. It's currently on the sell list. EMC Software, or EMC Corp, sell list. Pepsi, big blue chip names, dividend payers, which is a very difficult place in the market this year. The Dow is now down over 10%. Isn't the Dow made up of a lot of large cap, big dividend payers? You know, I see this guy from Shark Tank. What's his name? He's on all the time on CNBC, and he says, I don't buy any stocks unless they pay a dividend. I don't think that's very open-minded myself. You would have missed some of the biggest winners of all time, including Apple. There was a time when Apple didn't pay any dividend. I don't think just because the stock pays a dividend, that makes it superior to another stock. In fact, I think it makes it inferior. Instead of growing, they're now dispersing their cash to shareholders. So I don't buy into that theory. You can do whatever you want. The Dow is full of big dividend-paying stocks, and it's down more than 10%. And Pepsi is currently on a sell signal. Las Vegas Sands, that should come as no surprise. Merck, sell signal. Target, boy, you'd think people back to school shopping, dividend yield, discounter. Doesn't matter. Sell signal. IBM, that should come as no surprise. It's been on a sell signal for a long time, and it continues to sink. Coca-Cola? Wow, that's not a good chart. It's a good dividend, but there's another example. Don't buy a stock just because of the dividend. Morgan Stanley. Hey, guys, go down the hall and tell them their company's on a sell signal right now. Oh, that's an ugly chart. That's a broken chart. General Electric, GE, we bring good things to life. Why don't you bring a new CEO in at some point in time? Ford, oh, that's an ugly chart. Sell signal. Deere, should come as no surprise. Deere, that's horrible. GM, don't they sell a lot of cars in China? Not as many as they used to. New 52-week lows, GM. These are the sell signals. Do you own any of these? Whole Foods Market. Oof. Wow. But I can get organic kale for my Caesar salad. Kale does not belong in a Caesar salad. Cisco. I hear Jim Cramer talking all the time about how his Action Alerts portfolio owns Cisco. I don't like Cisco. We disagree on that one. Cisco, sell signal. JP Morgan, falling apart. Sell signal. ExxonMobil, that should come as no surprise. It gave a sell signal last August, a year ago. Hewlett-Packard, I don't think it's ever been on anything but a sell signal. It's a perennial sell signal at Hewlett-Packard. They're just an ink distributor now. GPRO, isn't that GoPro? Sell signal. Bank of America, oh, that thing is just getting murdered right now. Sell signal. Chevron. Bill, I thought you said there's some buys out there. I thought you said that this isn't the big one. It's the big one for a lot of individual stocks and mutual funds and sectors. We're going to move up the line in the last 10 minutes of the show. We'll get into the good stuff. Yahoo, sell. Citigroup, horrible chart, sell. Okay, when we come back, we'll move up the line into some better stuff. Whew, boy, it's getting cold in here. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's get to the good stuff here. There are still stocks that are doing well. They're hanging in there. Everything's vulnerable right now, but there are some that are still hanging in there. I made a few little surgical buys yesterday, just testing the waters. We'll see. I still have about 60%, 55%, something like that, invested in the market. Maybe 40, 45% is currently in cash. Because a lot of the stocks that I used to own have given sell signals. And I haven't found anything juicy enough to buy. Well, I still own several stocks, though. Here's some stocks that are still giving hold signals. They haven't given sell signals yet. Lowe's, LOW, AutoZone, AZO, Netflix, NFLX, Priceline, PCLN. They are still hanging in there. Home Depot, HD. Just giving examples here. There's a lot more. Allergen, AGN. Still hanging in there. Still on hold signals. And lastly, there are stocks that are still best stocks now. Not very many anymore. We're down to 55 out of 4,150. Normally we have about 300 to choose from. Right now the menu is very limited. And I'm a little hesitant to jump in. In fact, most of the best stocks now I currently own. Stocks like Skechers, still hanging in there. SKX, looking for 76% growth this year, 30% growth in earnings next year. Allegiant Airlines I still own, still on a buy signal. $13 in earnings next year, expectations are. And now we've got $39 gas. Dexcom, still on a buy signal. Google making an investment in Dexcom. The continuous glucose monitoring system. AmSurge, still on a buy signal in the healthcare sector. Alaska Air, still on a buy signal. So it's stock specific. But as you can see from the numbers, there's a lot of good stocks right now that I would not own. There's a lot of big well-known names that you may feel safe in. In fact, I'm sure a lot of the big brokerage firms right now are trying to say, boy, what a wonderful time to step up and buy IBM. What a wonderful time to step up and buy Ford here with its dividend yield of 4.6%. Well, it's on a sell signal, and the chart looks terrible. It has to have three things going for it in my book. It has to have valuation. Yes, I'm sure you can make a valuation case, which I currently can for the market. The S&P 500, there is no fundamental reason right now for the market to be selling off. The valuation is attractive. Growth is expected into next year, but a lot of individual stocks, having said that, a lot of individual stocks I would not own right now. And I can just guess that, you know, the big brokerage firms are calling up and saying, this is the time to step in and buy a big blue chip like General Electric. I wouldn't touch it with the 10-foot pole. So it's on a stock by stock, mutual fund by mutual fund, ETF by ETF, index by index basis. And you can look up almost any index, any of the major indexes. You can look up almost any of the major asset classes. You can look up any of the major sectors in the market. You can look up any individual stock in the market, 4,150, and you can see what the app is saying now. And you can disagree with it, and you can stubbornly hold on, or you can be the contrarian and go in and buy the oil stocks right now. But remember, you could have made that same contrarian case 1 year ago. You could have made that same contrarian case 9 months ago. You could have made that same contrarian case 6 months ago. And now you're in a deep, deep hole that's very difficult to crawl out of, which is another big rule that I have in the market, is to limit losses. If you're wrong, you're wrong, and back out I've had to back out of several. The world has changed very rapidly this year. We were in a rising interest rate environment, and then we were in a falling interest rate environment. China was all the rage, and now it's the place to avoid like the plague. And when the world changes, you have to change with it. In the end, once again, I currently have 54 best stocks now out of 4,150. That's about as low of number as it gets. It could be a good contrarian sign that this washout's about over. I have 1,000 that are still okay to own. I have 800 giving warning signals. I have 1,500 sell signals, and I have 800 stocks that are hazardous waste right now. You can download the app on your Google Play, Google Android device, any Android device, any Apple device, or the PC, beststocksnowapp.com. And most of the sectors, most of the indexes, and most of the big stocks are part of the free app. And then, of course, if you want to go into the whole database of 4,150, it's $9.99 per month. We have a lot of subscribers. The app has been as high as number 2 in the world. I think it hit number 1 over the weekend, but they stopped giving the rankings. But it had a very, very big day. Amongst the financial apps, it's been as high as number 2 in the world, and I believe number 1. It varies on a day-to-day basis. Get the app. Now, if the newsletter goes out every single weekend, it's tomorrow, Thursday. I really begin the newsletter on Thursday, and I'll be going through the numbers once again, crunching them, giving my top 300 list. You can pour through that over the weekend, going through the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And lastly, I am a money manager here. I do things a little bit differently. There's no robots. There's no asset allocations. There's no buy and hold and hope and pray. We are active money managers. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.